Chapter 13. A wise son is a lover of teaching, but the ears of the haters of authority are shut to sharp words. A man will get good from the fruit of his lips, but the desire of the false is for violent acts. He who keeps a watch on his mouth keeps his life, but he whose lips are open wide will have destruction. The hater of work does not get his desires, but the soul of the hard workers will be made fat. The upright man is a hater of false words. The evildoer gets a bad name and is put to shame. Righteousness keeps safe him whose way is without error, but evildoers are overturned by sin. A man may be acting as if he had wealth, but have nothing. Another may seem poor, but have great wealth. A man will give his wealth in exchange for his life, but the poor will not give ear to sharp words. There is a glad dawn for the upright man, but the light of the sinner will be put out. The only effect of pride is fighting, but wisdom is with the quiet in spirit. Wealth quickly got will become less, but he who gets a store by the work of his hands will have it increased. Hope put off is a weariness to the heart, but when what is desired comes, it is a tree of life. He who makes sport of the word will come to destruction, but the respecter of the law will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning men away from the nets of death. Wise behavior gets approval, but the way of the false is their destruction. A sharp man does everything with knowledge, but a foolish man makes clear his foolish thoughts. A man taking false news is a cause of trouble, but he who gives news rightly makes things well. Need and shame will be the fate of him who is uncontrolled by training, but he who takes note of teaching will be honored. To get one's desire is sweet to the soul, but to give up evil is disgusting to the foolish. Go with wise men and be wise, but he who keeps company with the foolish will be broken. Evil will overtake sinners, but the upright will be rewarded with good. The heritage of the good man is handed down to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the upright man. There is much food in the plowed land of the poor, but it is taken away by wrongdoing. He who keeps back his rod is unkind to his son. The loving father gives punishment with care. The upright man has food to the full measure of his desire, but there will be no food for the stomach of evildoers.